was reminded as Pastor Chris was praying and thanking the Lord for forgiveness and cleansing, that the first message I heard in the new year was one of our, in turn, forgiving others because we have been forgiven so much. And entering into this new year, making sure that we have no unforgiveness or grudges towards anyone else, and because we have been forgiven so much. And then the second message I heard in the new year was about the seed, the parable of the seed and the sower. And what I'm going to do is just read over the parable, and then I just want to concentrate on a couple of points, okay? And if you want to read along, it's Mark 4, beginning with verse 3. Now listen, a farmer went out to scatter seed in a field. While the farmer was scattering the seed, some of it fell along the road and was eaten by birds. Other seeds fell on thin, rocky ground and quickly started growing because the soil wasn't very deep. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and dried up because they did not have enough roots. Some other seeds fell where thorn bushes grew up and choked out the plants, so they did not produce any grain. But a few seeds did fall on good ground where the plants grew and produced 30 or 60 or even 100 times as much as was scattered. And this, by the way, sort of interesting because I heard this message on this particular passage, and then this past week in our Bible study, we were up to this parable, and this is what we discussed. The question I have is, what kind of soil is my heart? And it describes four different kinds of soil here, but we're going to concentrate on one. It's the hardened path, and sometimes you might say, oh, so-and-so is so hard. I share the gospel with them, and it just doesn't get through. And sometimes what they really need is to understand, to be able to receive the fact that God loves them, because maybe they've just been trampled on so many times by their life experiences. And we have probably seen some people who are like the seed that falls on the ground that is very shallow, and they seem to be really doing well, and then trouble comes and they just sort of disappear. But for most of us, I think the next kind of seed is or ground is the kind that's the problem. So I'm going to read from the part of the interpretation. It said, what the farmer is spreading is really the message about the kingdom. The seeds that fell along the road are the people who hear the The seeds that fell along the road are the people who hear the message, but Satan soon comes and snatches it away from them. The seeds that fell on rocky ground are the people who gladly hear the message and accept it right away, but they don't have any roots, and they don't last very long. As soon as life gets hard or the message gets them in trouble, they give up. Now, the seeds that fell among the thorn bushes are also people who hear the message, but they start worrying about the needs of this life. They are fooled by the desire to get rich and have all kinds of other things. So the message gets choked out and they never produce anything. And I think most of us can identify with this kind of soil. And maybe you know what it's, you've known some special times in your life when it's so easy to worship the Lord and you're so happy to know Jesus and walk with him. And then maybe some difficulties come up and you your eyes, instead of being on Jesus, start to be on the difficulties. Or maybe you just become sort of ambitious to get ahead, and you find all of your efforts and attention going into work, or could be any kind of thing. But this is, I would say, very, very common to us as human beings. And so here it's a situation that God's word, we hear it, but we don't let it really do the work in our hearts of producing trust in the Lord and dependence on him and giving him the praise and the worship that is due to him, because our minds are occupied with other things and our hearts are so crowded. You might say the seed is so crowded out that it just can't do the work that God intended it to do. And then the last kind of soil, the seeds that fell on good ground, are the people who hear and welcome the message. They produce 30 or 60 or even 100 times as much as was planted. And I think that, you know, when you started the new year, you may have thought of certain kinds of New Year's resolutions, things you ought to be doing that maybe you haven't been doing or you need to do more of or whatever. But I think that one of the things we could be thinking about is, how can I make my heart a place where God's word really produces everything that God intended for it to produce? And I have a scripture up here. It says, but above all, pursue his kingdom and righteousness. And sometimes what we need to do, we tell our children, get your priorities straight. You need to really study. Or, you know, we use this quite a bit, but we need to get our priorities straight. And if we seek the Lord with all our hearts, he will give us what we need. And the pastor who was sharing a message on this, he talked about a plot of land that was out in the back of his yard, and he had just sort of let it go. And every year when he looked out, oh, weeds and junk and all of that, the people who had previously owned the place had a beautiful garden. And then he realized what he needed to do. He needed to go out and dig it up. He needed to pull things out that were growing up. He had cut this. You know how sometimes little baby trees grow in a plot of ground? You know, if you just cut them down, they're, you know, they come right back again. So he had to dig them up and get rid of those things. And there are sometimes things that we have to get rid of in our lives. And we just need to say, oh God, this thing is not right. This is not what I should be focusing on. And ask the Lord to help us to pull it out and to take it out of our life, so that there's more and more room for what God wants to give to us. So I just felt that this was a wonderful challenge, this parable. You know, what kind of soil? How can I have the soil of my heart be really fruitful for God? And so I would encourage you to do what it says here, pursue. And I get the idea pursuing is something, you know, people pursue a degree and they work really hard for it or whatever. They pursue a business contract and they work really hard to get it. Well, we need to pursue God. Yes. And pursue his righteousness, and we will be fruitful. And, you know, what was put in our heart, it might look like something very little, but it says it can produce 30 times as much, 60 times as much, or even 100 times as much. So let us be fruitful Christians, and may this be a year of being fruitful, a year of pursuing God and putting him first.